Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Walk, don't run, 64. Name that song. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. So, folks, it's still just you and me. I've got another segment I want to continue to I guess, editorialize a little bit on my last segment, which is where I talked about how we've transitioned. Let me rephrase that, how we're transitioning. It's a work in progress. It's an evolutionary process that's been going on really. The truth is, it's been going on for probably about 60 or 70 years if you go all the way back. But it's really just it's been on a torrid pace for the last 26 years since we had access to the internet. Really, did it more than anything. Of course, the PC. The PC was a big step, but then when you made the world available to the world over the internet, that changed everything. That was a major class disruptor of the internet, and when it tied all those computers together, right? Well, there's another major disruptor coming, and it's increased leverage of digital leverage. And the digital leverage that we have now under every key, under every enter key, when you whatever you have on your computer, you hit an enter key, you can send it anywhere for good or for ill. That's digital leverage. Analog leverage is you hitting a nail with a hammer, right? Digital leverage is you hitting a key with your finger. And so if you hit a nail with a hammer, you drive one nail. If you tap a key, an inner key with your finger, you potentially could drive a billion nails, right? With one little tap. And that's the difference between analog leverage and digital leverage. Now, let's talk about something that's been part of our world all of our lives, all of the lives of our forebears for 10,000 years, and it still is part of our lives in the digital age, and that is ethics, what I call ethics. I'm using that word in a very broad sense. I'm talking about morals. I'm talking about laws and regulations. I'm talking about things that are notions, ideas, concepts that we hold dear. And the foundation of that, the bottom of that, the infrastructure under everything in our lives is the big daddy of all ethical concepts, and that's trust. As humans, we require trust. We require trust. We can't go forward with anything that we do if we don't have trust. And it was easy to do. Trust was easy to expect and to deliver in the analog age because it was always delivered when we delivered ourselves, basically. We were never very far away from someone's expectation of trust from us. We were never very far because of it was an analog world. Leverage was a hammer. Leverage was an automobile or a telephone or something like that. But in the digital age, leverage is moving a lot faster, right? The speed of sound is not just one notch below the speed of light. 716 miles per hour is a whole lot slower than 186,000 miles per second. That's the difference between speed of sound and speed of light. And of course, a hammer revolution, you know, is as fast as you can hit a nail, whereas computers are moving at 9 gigahertz, which is billions of bits per second. And so that gives you the difference in the leverage. That's how leverage has changed. And what we haven't done yet, we haven't figured out how to deliver our ethical ability with at those speeds. And here's how it's manifesting. It's manifesting in companies like Facebook and Amazon and Google and those companies abusing their relationships with us because they haven't built into their algorithms the concepts of trust that you and I expect from them. Look at all the look at all the times that we've been let down, the reporting that we've heard in the last 3, 4, 5 years. Look at Mark Zuckerberg this week telling the government that they should regulate his industry. Here's what he, when I hear him saying that, my friends, what I'm hearing him say is, I don't know how to operate my company ethically. My users don't know how to behave ethically. Therefore, we need the government to come in and tell us how to behave ethically. That's what he's saying. He's not saying to the government, you need to tell me how to build an algorithm. He's not saying you need to tell me how to monetize my company. He's saying you need to regulate us, which is tantamount to saying you need to tell us how to behave ethically. He's admitting he doesn't know how to do that. Folks, that's a failure. That's one of his failure of not being able to transition and deliver the trust that you and I require in the digital age, in his digital world. So I want you to start thinking about those things. When you see these breaches of our trust by these companies, that's those companies telling you they don't know how to operate ethically. We have to figure this out, my friends, or we won't make it. I'm Jim Blessing, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.